B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. From PC Media Group Station. Home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
I feel like right now the world is just... It's just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
Don't say anything away from that.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. June 23rd. Today is Tuesday.
That kind of reminded me of the Big Show with John Boy Billy. Good morning. It's the Big Show. Love those guys.
Nicole is in here. Hi, Nicole.
How are you, Chris?
Are we putting those masks in the store? Wasn't that a conversation at one point?
No. It wasn't.
I thought Big Boss Man Walter said, let's put them, that station in Boston, put the logos on their masks.
Philly.
Philly, yeah.
Yep, and they had, like, we had Window Nation help us with our signs. They had a sponsor help them with that.
Gotcha.
So if you want to find another sponsor, yeah.
I mean, how many logos can we put on a dang mask, you know?
I know, we have our logo, the KISS logo,
that'd
sponsor.
Be like a dang NASCAR vehicle with all the ads on it.
You look like a moving billboard.
KISS, MRL, Winter Nation.
We got these made for us with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show logos on them, and then I was out, and somebody's like, oh, I would totally wear that. Can you buy? And I said, oh, I think we might set them up in the store. And she goes, oh, I would totally buy one.
The funny thing is that when that first, when Big Boss Man, like, brought that idea to the department here that would take care of it, they accidentally forwarded me the email where they gave their honest opinion of, no one's going to buy a radio station logo.
Mask.
And I was like, you really would.
Yeah, especially fans of our show.
Right.
If it says our names on it and they love our show, they'll support that.
I went to Pineville Atrium Hospital on Friday, and we were out there with Tiff's Treats for feeding the front line. We brought 32 dozen cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
For the staff on the front lines there at the hospital. And what was her name? Audrey?
Audrey.
Audrey from Tiff's Treats saw my Maney, Roy, and Loren Show Friends font t-shirt.
Now, that you can buy.
And she asked about it, and I told her that you could buy it. She goes, I love that you use the Friends font. And I said, well, because people aren't going to wear a shirt that just says the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show. Like, you have to have some sort, just like anybody else in the world, you want to wear something with some style. You don't just throw it on because of the logo.
Sure.
We're not a NASCAR.
Right.
So, yeah, you have to have some cool logo design so that people will wear it. Like, at one point, there was a conversation where we were just going to put the and from the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show, just the and sign as a logo. And I thought that was awesome.
That was too modern for the people who work here.
But our boss was like, I'm not spending a dime on the and sign. Nobody knows what the hell it is. I go,
how do they know who and is? And what?
People ask.
And what radio station? That's what I want to know.
You see the logo of just the and sign, and you go, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
And people go, oh, it's the and for the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show. It's the logo.
You know, in another fun conversation we have here with our bosses is explaining that, you know, just like how Saturday Night Live people call it SNL, people call the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show MRL. Blows their mind. Like, they can't understand the marketing. They're like, you got to promote one thing, not the other.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that. And then someone said, like MRL. People were like, I thought it was the Emerald Morning Show, someone said.
Yeah, and Emerald?
Yeah.
It's exhausting, honestly.
You're right about that. And then our one boss, Quagmire, our direct boss, anytime you say the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show, it has to be what?
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Because Lord knows we could be an afternoon show, and you gotta differentiate it.
Make sure it's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Okay.
It's funny, like, little meetings would sit there, and you're just like, all right, well, I mean, listen, it's y'all's baby. Yeah. Like, whatever you want. We're just the puppets, you know? We'll come and perform.
It's our names, your show.
Yeah. You figure it out, we'll come in and do our jobs.
Brought to you by Plato's Closet, by the way.
Yeah.
20 area locations.
That's what we deal with. That's our meetings, man.
Okay, so having said all that, we're not getting the logo masks.
No.
Okay. All right. Unless there's a third-party sponsor.
How about
that
this? What if I go get some plane masks and I take a Sharpie and I write MRL? Can we put that in the shop?
Can we buy stickers?
Yeah.
But you could go buy any gear that you want in the shop. I know there's Queen City Strong shirts in there. There's MRL shirts. And honestly, our stuff sells the best, I heard.
Right. And
in return.
Yeah, we get number one sales and the number one size returns.
We joked about that. The minute we opened up the store, we said it's just our luck that the returns will end up coming because it's a third party company that we use to put in the store. Like, we're not stocking it.
It's not like we're back there making the shirts.
But somebody got the wrong size and sent back a bunch of MRL shirts and they sat on our boss's chair forever. And I go, oh, you bought some shirts for the family? He goes, no, those are wrong size returns I got to deal with.
We're now a retail store here.
So not only does he have to add new music.
You know, we're going to return
side. Send those back. They need larges. They're extra smalls.
We're going to be like the NBC shop. You can come here. You can look at the studios. You can go to our store. Yeah. We have a whole clothing rack.
Yeah, like the only way out.
Like the Intimidator at Carowinds. You go through, you get the tour, and then at the end, you go through the gift shop before you leave.
Yeah, it's like Cracker Barrel's the same way.
And you can buy your pictures with us, too. Yeah. Look at it on the screen.
We're going to turn the radio station into Cracker Barrel, man. Yeah,
you can't, like, the elevator is going to open up right to the gift shop.
Here, would you like some Andy Roy and the Rand Hershey candy bars, too? We got them on sale. $2. That wouldn't surprise me.
That's funny stuff.
Now, I will say with the shop, the online shop, we don't get, like, us on the show, we don't get any of the money. So
no.
I don't think that we're trying to...
No, we missed that train.
Yeah. We're not pocketing anything.
We tried. Tried to make a profit on that, but we missed that train.
No.
All right. So listen, we're going to do... What about... I got my day in 30 seconds, Roy. I'd like to just say that yesterday was Dean's first day of camp at the YMCA. And there was email after email sent out about proper drop-off and pickup rules. And Amanda has to take a daily COVID-19.
A daily COVID-19 test.
Not like they check her temperature when they drive in and check Dean's temperature when they do the drop off, but she also has to fill out something every morning.
Oh, she's not getting the nose swab every
time. No. They check her temperature though, and she has to fill out a daily form, right?
Okay.
So I go to do the pickup, and there was a ton of emails back and forth about how you do the pickup and this and that. And they're like, you know, make sure you enter this way. And of course, what do? Went the wrong way.
Why'd you do that?
Because I thought it was the right way.
Why
according
do you
to
never
the email.
Follow any instructions?
Well, he never knows.
Because I read half of everything. So it said, you know, enter from this street, which is the normal entrance. But I didn't realize that they said down past the normal entrance because I stopped reading at that point. So I went the wrong way. But they were very nice. And I got to pick up my son. And I got to tell you guys coming up in a little bit, I cried not once but twice yesterday.
Why?
I'll explain.
You're ready to talk, boy.
I know.
Man, I cried twice yesterday.
You haven't stopped.
You're
going to
cry when I tell the story.
I'm not going to cry.
Well, can I at least tell my comment now before you, then I feel bad about it? It's so annoying trait of you how you don't read things. It's so annoying. And it annoys everyone else, just so you know.
Okay.
Retweet.
Okay, I know I get it. It is a bad thing.
But now I got that out. So that when you tell your sappy story later, I can cry with you.
Can we talk about our Zoom meeting yesterday?
How hilarious it was?
And how I showed my feet at one point.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So yesterday, we had a Zoom meeting. Conference with all of our sales staff to let them know what's going on with the Manny Roy and the Lorenz show. There's a lot of changes. Lorenz not on the show because of maternity leave, what we're doing this summer.
And we haven't seen these people since March.
Right.
You know, a lot of them. We've talked to a couple individually, but never in a big group setting.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off, Roy's on where he's sitting now. The meeting, the Zoom was right after the show. So he Zooms and I have my laptop open. He has his laptop open and we both try and talk and there's nothing but feedback.
It's hello.
So Roy's like, forget it. I'll just come over to you.
And wear a mask.
And wear a mask. And he did.
Try to be a little away from you.
We social distance about 2 feet.
Yeah.
And then as the meeting goes on, Roy goes in the middle of it as we're talking about serious stuff about clients and, you know, ratings and how the show's doing. And Roy all of a sudden goes, wow, I really like the whole mask thing. It covers my chin.
I'm telling you, the mask is wonderful. It hides double chins, y'all. Like, I hope this thing sticks around for a long, long time because I love the fact I look skinny as hell when I wear a mask. My fat face is all of a sudden halfway covered up. I love it.
Oh, it was funny. And it was like, I don't know, it was like 15 people on there.
It was like 26 people.
Were there?
Yeah, it was almost 30. I was counting them.
Okay. And then Cameron, our Midday Bay, was on there, and Nicole was on, and Nicole, she started out in here, and then she went to her own room.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, because what happens is these salespeople, they talk about the clients they have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what needs do you have? You know, I have an apartment complex. Anybody need an apartment? I got a car dealership. Who wants to endorse a car dealership? Blah, blah, blah. And then somebody goes, what about feet? And everybody kind of laughed. I guess there's a podiatrist that wants to, you know, spend money. And so I put my feet up into the Zoom.
You did.
In which point everybody was like, ew. Producer Nicole was like, you got to cut your toenails.
They were disgusting.
Did you get anything out of that yesterday? Did anybody hit you up after the meeting?
No.
No.
We were hoping maybe people hit you up. I was like, oh my God, they're so funny.
Oh, I can assure you that did not happen. No. If anything, like every time we get on a call or a meeting, it's like we have these thoughts and assumptions about us. Uh-huh. I won't even say us. You guys. I'm good. And you do certain things, and I'm like, why do you do it?
What do you mean? I thought we were trying to, I was trying to make everybody laugh and have a good time.
Roy was funny. I thought the roof, when you were talking about it, that was funny.
Yeah, they were saying, you know, what do y'all need clients for, you know, do you need to endorse anything like for your house? And I'm like, yes, my house is falling apart. Name the issue for your home and I need someone for that.
So that was funny.
That was funny. Good. Your feet wasn't funny.
I know. Yeah, listen, asbestos removal, probably have it. Go ahead and mark me down. Just mark me down.
Asbestos. My house is sinking. Yes, find someone to jack it up.
I'm sure I have that issue.
But then at the end, Rob, the big head of sales, says, this was good. Let's do it again next month. So they had to like it on some level.
Yeah. I thought it was too cool because the sales staff, their whole job is to take what we do and turn that into money and sell it and bring in advertisers and sponsorship and you know, give businesses more business. And part of that is we have to come up with ideas sometimes.
Right.
And so we were like kicking some ideas to the sales staff on what they could sell. And then all of a sudden our boss is like, now wait a second, everybody. Now hang on, we got to vet some of these ideas before we just go sell them.
That's true. He doesn't like when we just go right to sales. We have to talk to our boss.
Well, and like it's that's his job, by the way.
Sure.
It's because we come up with the wacky things. It's his job to vet it out to make sure it's good for air.
Right, right. Because sales, if they sell it, we have to do it.
Then we have to do it. Yeah.
I know. You know, it is a nice little safety net. But we are available for Zooms if you want us to be part of your office Zoom. We did it with our friends. Who do we do it with? Who do we play trivia with?
The builder.
Eastwood Homes. Yes,
yep.
Eastwood Homes. We did we popped in on their Zoom, so we could pop in on Zooms.
Sure.
Just DM us, right, Nicole? We're good for that. We'll do it for free.
Well, yeah.
Nicole's like, why would anybody want you?
That's what I was about to say. I don't know if anybody would even want us to hop on their Zoom. And I think, if anything, we'd be a distraction to whatever they're trying to accomplish.
Royal wears mask. I'll show my feet. All right. Let's change gears. And I'll tell you why I cried yesterday. Like, deep tears. Not once, but twice. Two times. Coming up.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, Manny, you cried?
Not once, Roy. I cried twice yesterday within like an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. So you guys know that I fostered a boxer from the North Carolina Boxer Rescue. Her name is Charlotte. And she came to us from the Carolina coast, South Carolina coast. And when she got to the shelter in South Carolina, they didn't have much information on her. She didn't have a tag on. She doesn't have a microchip.
Mm-hmm.
Now she does. Now she has both. But we didn't really know much information about her. The only thing we knew is that she had been in a dog fight because she showed up to the shelter and needed stitches and needed to have some work done on her by the vet. And she was there for 10 days, and then someone from that shelter called the Boxer Rescue and said, hey, we have a 5-year-old female here, and, you know, would you guys like to take her in at the rescue? And the rescue said yes, and they reach out to foster families like me, and, you know, I've told that story about how I got her, and now she's been with me, but she came with no name, and we got to pick her name between two. It was Karma or Charlotte. And we should have taken Karma because Karma's going to be for whoever treated this dog badly. She's going to come back and win. But we chose Charlotte. And Charlotte has, she's 5 years old and she's the absolute sweetest dog with people. Like, I posted a video on my Insta yesterday, Manny Radio, and she's just licking my face and she just like wants to snuggle and love and. You know, Ruby, my soon-to-be 2-year-old daughter, climbs on her and pokes her and, you know, like sits on her when she's laying down, and she just really, really doesn't care. She just, you know, just takes it. But she's bad with other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that she had been in a dog fight from what the shelter said. And so I told the rescue, I said, so you guys know the story too. I've told this before. I can't adopt my first foster. The rescue's rules are that your first foster, you can't adopt that dog.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find its forever home, and then the next foster you can adopt. So the rescue's looking to the Maney family to give it as much information as possible about this boxer because the shelter didn't have all that much information. So one of the things I told them, we got the information that she's good around female dogs, bad around male dogs. And I said, that's incorrect. She's just not good around any dogs. And I have two dogs. I have one dog to the right of my house. I have two dogs to the left. And whenever she sees them, she starts barking uncontrollably, but it's a yelp bark. It's a scared bark.
Yeah.
You know, she's nervous. She's got anxiety, and she becomes uncontrollable. And I have to pick her up. Luckily, she's a small boxer. I have to pick her up and, like, literally carry her in. So I told the rescue this. The rescue then sent someone to train her. Yesterday was our first consultation. And this woman comes to the house, and she's spectacular. I open the door, and she wants to shake my hand. And I was like, eh.
Yeah. Rona.
Yeah, I was like,
come on in, though.
Air high five. I can bow to you, whatever, elbow, whatever you want. So she also, this is so cool, she's a dog forensic specialist. So she goes to court if there's an incident with a dog, and the dog has, like, marks on it or any trauma, she can then go to court on behalf of the dog and speak for the trauma as a forensic specialist.
Okay. Didn't know that existed.
She can put people who dog fight in jail.
Got you.
That's
okay.
The idea. So she tells me, and this is where I lose it. I'm in the backyard with the dog. And before I tell you where I lost it, she said, can you get your neighbors to bring their dog out so that I can see her reaction? And I said, I can, but it also makes that dog tense, too. And I don't want to make that dog tense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she goes, that's fine. I have a fake dog.
Okay. Like a stuffed animal?
Yes. And so she goes, I'm going to go get the fake dog. I go, wouldn't you win it at the fair?
Yeah, if anything, he's going to chase it.
I said, that's not going to work. She goes, it works 100% of the time. It's very lifelike. So she puts it in the front yard of my house. We're in the backyard. She puts it in the front facing out, and she puts Charlotte on the leash. Sure enough, Charlotte walks around, sees it, and starts going nuts.
Oh, wow.
So she brings Charlotte back and says, I think I can work with her. And then so she goes on to say that the bite marks on Charlotte's back and the bite marks on her head show that she was part of some... From her forensic expertise, she was part of some bad instance where it was more likely human monetized, like humans were behind what happened to her.
Okay.
And she said what happens is these dogs, they'll get two. One dog will lock onto the back and the other dog will attack the front. And the dogs are encouraged to do this behavior. And they used basically Charlotte as a bait dog.
To train for other dog fighting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. To show dogs how to fight each other. It is the most heinous, most... I can't wrap my head around it. We all know the Michael Vick story. And we all know, you know, how he's come out and spoken against dog fighting. And it's just, it brought me to tears to know that a dog was clamped onto Charlotte's back, this tiny, beautiful boxer, while another dog attacked it. And she hit me with that. And I just lost it in the yard.
Yeah.
I'm in my backyard crying. How professional is this?
Does she console you?
She threw me a treat. And then rubbed my belly.
Cheer up, Buck. It's more about the dog, not you.
Cheered to rub my belly. That's a good boy. You're going to be okay.
You start shaking your leg.
So then I call the boxer rescue person. And she says, how did it go? And I go, I started off strong. And I said, it went well. We put the fake dog out. She thinks she can work with Charlotte. She thinks Charlotte's going to end up being okay around other dogs. Like, you might not be able to ever take her to the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
And she might not be able to ever, like, you know, be around multiple dogs. But she thinks she can get it to, like, where if there's one dog around, she'd be okay with it. And then she said, oh, okay. And I said, you know what else was cool? She's a forensic specialist. And here's what she said about the bite. And I couldn't get through it again. So about 20 minutes later, I'm back on the phone with the boxer rescue crying about the dog. And honestly, it happened a third time because then Amanda called me and wanted to know how it went. And I told Amanda about it. And I'm looking at Charlotte, Nicole. And Charlotte's just looking at me while I'm on the phone with Amanda. And she's the cutest, sweetest thing. And I'm like, somebody was mean, so mean to you that you can't even be normal around dogs right now.
How is that even possible?
It's terrible.
For someone to do that.
But the rescue's going to pay for her to get some rehab so that we can find her a good forever home. And like the rescue, this happens all the time, unfortunately. Like, it's my first instance, but the rescue, they know.
This is normal for them.
And I hate to say it, there's a lot of cases that come through with just any, all breeds of dog. I just happen to love the boxer. And then, so I was talking to the person, my contact at the rescue, and she's like, Steve, all we'll do is find her a home where there's no other dogs around and where the owners want the dog to jump up on the couch and lay in the bed with them and snuggle all day. And that's not going to be an issue. And that was a nice, you know, load off my back. Cause I was like, this poor dog's never going to live a normal life and never have a normal. And that's just
not
true.
My dog. My dog is afraid of other animals and hates dog parks. And she's just fine.
There's a difference though. My dog gets aggressive.
Oh, my dog does not get aggressive.
No.
She feels like she's about to die and hides.
Yeah. So my dog gets anxious and then becomes aggressive, Roy, because she was attacked.
Yeah. Well, and I would too.
And the trainer said she could either choose fight or flight. And your dog has chosen fight.
Mm.
She's tired. She's tired of it. She was tired of it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's just instinct. So anyway, she's up at the boxer rescue. Her name's Charlotte. If anybody wants to adopt her, she's available for adoption.
She's got some baggage, but you can manage it.
You sure can.
You can manage it.
You sure can. But I just want to say, anybody out there who's a dog owner, you guys, you're really special, man. And just know that there's bad people out there. So maybe give your dog an extra hug and give us some extra loving this morning, all right?
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, we got them finally figured it out. How to call out. We had some issues with our phones and getting people on the show. But it's called The Awkward Ask here on the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show. It's where we take a couple of people who want to talk about an uncomfortable conversation, and we're kind of the background cheerleaders that help move things along. And joining us on the show is Amanda. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us. So you got some sister drama, huh?
I do, a little bit. Well,
what's up?
My sister, I found out that she hooked up with my ex-boyfriend. So it's not the best news to get. I was texting him and it sort of just came up out of the blue. He told me that he hooked up with her. And I was like, are you serious? I mean, that's like true sister code. Like, you do not do that.
Amanda, if you're still texting him, you are not over him. Is that fair to say?
No, of course not. Okay. I love him.
Touche. Yeah. Roy was going to come at you and be like, well, you should stop texting him. Yeah. Okay, so you still have some feelings for Kevin. He was the one that ended the relationship with you?
Yes.
Okay. So do you not believe Kevin? Do you think maybe Kevin's just saying that he hooked up with your sister to spite you?
I mean, I don't want to believe it. I mean, that's not something a sister should do to another sister, you know? She knows how much I care about him, so... It's just really upsetting, and I just want to find out what's truly going on.
Okay, so Nicole is talking to Ashley right now. We're going to bring Ashley on the show. She has no idea why she's coming on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. And then when we bring her in, we're going to tell her that you have something that you want to ask her live on the radio, and you just straight out ask her, and we'll help you try and decide whether or not she's being deceitful, or we'll help you get the information out of her, whether or not she did or not, and if Kevin was lying, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I think so.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we're picking up on Ashley. Ashley, can you hear us? Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Ashley, we got your younger sister, Amanda, on the line. And Amanda has something she wants to ask you, and we would just like your instant reaction without thinking about it too much, okay?
I mean, okay.
Okay, go ahead, Amanda.
Did you hook up with Kevin? What? Whoa. that's ridiculous. Like, why are you?
I'm serious.
You even ask me that. Well, he just sent me a text that said that you guys hooked up, and I want to know what's happening.
What?
Ashley, if you hooked up with her boyfriend, who's now her ex-boyfriend, you should come clean to Amanda because Amanda's not over him. And we're trying to decide whether or not Kevin's being truthful or just trying to get a rise out of her by throwing you into the fire. So if you didn't do it, now is the time to say absolutely 100% Bible, I didn't do it.
If you did do it, though, this is a good opportunity to put it out there and we can, you know, heal from this, move forward.
Well, I mean, I guess... You know, technically, I did hook up with him, but it was before you even started dating. It was, like, right at the beginning of us hanging out. It like, doesn't even count.
That's even worse.
So you're,
how much I cared about him.
So you're saying before they dated and then broke up, you had a fling with him before all that?
I mean, fling, like, can you even call it that? Like, it was just, like, a moment. And it was, like, right when we were all, like, becoming friends. And then, you know, there was, like, a break. And then they started dating.
How am I ever supposed to be able to trust you again? You seriously did this? You know how much he meant to me.
Well, now, hang on. Now, hang on, Amanda, to defend Ashley. This happened before you two started. It's not like you dated, broke up, and then she went after him. According to her, her side of the story,
I had a crush on him.
Right. Her side of the story is that happened before.
Ashley, was it only one time with Kevin?
Yeah, it wasn't even all the way. It was, it was not that big of a deal.
Okay. 704 sends a text message in and says if it was more than one time, then it was more than just a fling or a hookup. So you're saying it was just one time, Ashley.
Yeah, it was like, you know, we were all like, it was one of the first times we all hung out. It wasn't even that big of a deal. We were just like a little, you know, drunky, and I just didn't even think it counts.
Why not tell Amanda?
Yeah.
I didn't have the right to know.
Because it was like, it was so nothing. Like, I didn't even, I like almost.
Well, it means something to me.
It wasn't even that good, to be honest, so.
You know, it sounds like to me your ex is just trying to stir drama between all y'all for bringing up something that happened way before, you know what I mean, before your relationship with him, before you guys broke up. He's just trying to create issues.
That's true, but I also think that there's something to be said if Ashley and Amanda are as close as they say they are, that Ashley should have told Amanda right before they started dating, like, hey, just for the record, by the way, I hooked up with him and it wasn't that good.
Yeah, if he's a piece of crap, it's one thing. But if I can't even trust my own sister, like, what is it? Like,
but Amanda, we did the awkward ask. We asked Ashley, and she just came clean. So you could choose to be mad about it and hang up the phone and stomp away, or you could choose to tell her, thank you for coming clean, and we're going to move forward. You know what I mean?
Whatever. I mean, I guess thanks for telling the truth, but I'm going to find a way to get back at you.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Forever holding a grudge like I can.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda and Ashley, thank you guys for coming on. Amanda, you wanted the awkward ask. You got it, and now you know the truth, okay?
Fine.
All right, Ashley, thank you for coming on and being honest with us.
Well, no problem, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks.
Bye, you guys. Yeah. Sister love.
Sister love. All right, we got to get to follow up with Josie. It's on the way with the Mandy Roy on the Ram Morning Show. Josie has been doing online dating, but she's afraid to meet the guy in person because of this reason. And we'll discuss what that is coming up at 5.
Welcome to the Mandy Roy on the Ram Morning Show.
Hey,
Kiss 95.1,
who is this?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
Roy, she's back.
Is this our friend who's in a wheelchair who's trying to date someone?
Her name is Josie. And Josie, welcome back to the Mandy Roy and Loren Show.
Hi, guys.
So the last we talked to you last week on Friday, you were dating a guy. Well, you were
talking
to a guy through video chat. And you'd never met him in person before. And he was pushing to meet you in person, but you were hesitant, you told us. Why?
Because I'm in a wheelchair and he didn't know.
Which we think you should be able, you should show him, tell him, don't be afraid of it. Like, just put it out there, rock it.
Yep. You were in a long-term relationship before this, got on Tinder, met this guy, and he said, hey, let's meet, and you were nervous to do so. I thought we gave you a good pep talk on Friday that if he's not the right one for you, you're going to find another person, another guy who will totally date you. You sound awesome, Josie.
And by the way, after you were on the show, I was talking to all my friends because I made a comment that I said, you know, I would date someone in a wheelchair. And I wanted to see if that was like a deal breaker to people, because I don't think that's a deal breaker.
No.
You know? And a lot of people I spoke to, they're like, no, I would totally date a chick and it's in a wheelchair.
I mean, think about it. God forbid, if she was in a car accident, she told us. God forbid anything happened to one of us or our significant others.
Right.
What are you going to do, run?
Right. That's not a deal breaker thing. You shouldn't be afraid of that.
But producer Nicole said that you did meet your guy.
I did. We met up on Sunday.
Are we still on Tinder, or did we have a positive interaction?
I'm still, I guess, technically on Tinder, but no, it went really well.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. So he wasn't weirded out or anything?
Well, I mean, he was definitely surprised. He even said that he could tell, like, that he kind of had figured it out or, like, thought that I was in a chair and was like, yeah, afraid to ask.
He's like, every photo of you, there's handlebars randomly in the background.
Yeah, it was the worst kept secret ever.
How come everyone's always squatting when they're taking photos with you?
Yeah. You're never walking around during FaceTime.
So you had a decent date?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was really,
oh, good.
Really nice.
Good.
Like I said, he was a little shocked, but since he already had an idea, like, it was just so easy, and he, you know, we had a good talk about it, and he was really interested in my story, and definitely, I want to see him again.
You said you surprised him a little bit. Do you think maybe he'll be able to, like, you know, come pick you up and take you out on a date, and things work out that way?
Totally, yeah.
Good. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, that's a good romantic story. Told you, Josie.
I know. Thank you, guys.
This is the summer of Josie, we're calling it. All right, Josie, good luck.
Like that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, it's the Mandy Roy, the Red Morning Show, Mind Bender, here on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Roy, you throw out impossible questions a few times a week, and we have to guess the answer. Your question today is?
The average man will do this 8 times today. The average woman we'll do this 60 times.
Now, I said think about their partner, and you said that was incorrect.
That's incorrect.
All right, let's jump through the phones.
All right, let's see here. Talk with Holly and Charlotte. What do you think?
Hey, I think it is look in a mirror. check yourself out.
That's a good guess.
60 times for a woman to look in a mirror a day. You think that's about right, Holly?
Yeah, I sure do.
It seems a little high to me, but Roy?
That is incorrect.
Ooh, good guess, Holly.
All right, let's talk with Kimberly and Gaffney.
Hi, good morning.
Down over there at the Big Peach, what do you think it is?
I think that women sigh more than men.
The average man will do this 8 times today. The average woman will do this 60 times. You think sigh? That is incorrect.
Good guess.
I will say...
You giving us a hint?
It is something you do. That is close. She was close.
Okay, well, Tammy on line 6 in Indian Trail has something you do.
All right. What do you think, Tammy? Tammy, Indian Trail, what do you... Hey, what do you think?
I actually think it is have conversation.
Hmm. Yeah, because, yeah, that's not a bad guess.
What,
that's...
you don't want to say women yak it up? Roy, why are you holding back?
No comment, and that is incorrect.
That's
incorrect. Now, listen, dudes, they don't like to talk about their... anything.
Like, when there's no sports going on, yeah. We have nothing to say to each other. We're like, oh.
This is Dana. Is that right, Dana?
Dana. Right.
Hi. Right. And you're in Statesville. What do you think it is? The average man will do this 8 times today. Average woman will do this 60 times today. Someone said sigh, and I said that's kind of close because it is something you do. What do you think?
I think it's check your cell phone.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Now, I will say it's a thing you do with your body.
Anybody else on hold on the screen have it right that you see?
So far, no. Although she's... Oh, yep. We do.
Really?
We do.
What line?
Let's go to line 14. This is Tasha in Concord. Says the average man will do this 8 times today. The average woman will do this 60 times today. You got it right. What is it?
Smile.
Smile?
Yes.
That is right.
Is it really?
It is.
Awesome.
That is hilarious. How'd you know that?
I don't know. I just thought about my boyfriend and me, and I feel like every time we go anywhere, I smile at everyone and he doesn't.
Tasha, congratulations. You don't get anything out of the prize closet right now. We're following CDC rules here.
Yeah.
But you do get to brag that you got Roy's mind bender right.
Cool, thank you.
All right, Tasha, good job. She thinks about her boyfriend, about how he doesn't smile.
How grouchy he is all the time.
You know when guys don't smile when they get busted on War of the Roses, and we got a new one coming up for you at 7:50.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kelly's joining us for War of the Roses today. Kelly, what's going on? Why do you think your boyfriend Adam is cheating on you?
He has 2 phones, which is like the first red flag. And he just doesn't seem like he's that into me anymore. Like he doesn't touch me or anything like that. Oh, and he's been going over this one girl's pictures all over Instagram. He's like liking them and making comments like, oh, looking good form. And he said that they met at the gym, but I can't get the thought out of my head that there's something more.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
About 6 years.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
And you're not married?
No. God, no.
I mean, gosh.
What does that mean?
Isn't common law like 7 years? I don't know.
Well, I just want to make sure, you know? I don't want to settle down with someone that I'm not 1,000% sure. And especially now, like, if this is something that's coming up in the relationship, like, you know, I really want to deal with it before I settle down.
Yeah, of course. I don't blame you.
So for the 6 years, have you guys ever taken a break?
We took a couple breaks. I mean, I didn't see anybody.
Did
so
he?
I was faithful. I think he did, yeah.
Mm. And did you take breaks before because of the suspicion of cheating, or?
I never was able to confirm anything, but I just had this sneaking suspicion.
Okay.
See,
he always denied it.
And I just think the 2 cell phone thing is really shady. How long has he had 2 cell phones?
I don't know, like a couple years. Like I can't imagine why he needs 2 cell phones. That's crazy.
We'll see what he puts on the note. Don't say anything, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I am looking for Adam, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Adam. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from Flowers for You. Congratulations. You're the winner of our text contest. We have a contest where you can text your friends' numbers and names to us, and we pick one for a free dozen red roses.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah. So I have a beautiful, romantic dozen of red roses valued at $125 for you to send to someone that you love. Do you have someone in mind?
Sure. Can I do Hillary?
Okay. I have a note here as well, so let me just get what you'd like me to write on the note for you. And this is a romantic card. Is that okay?
Sure, I guess. How about I give flowers and massages?
I give flowers and massages? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
You sound very romantic. Is this a girlfriend?
Just a friend.
Adam, why didn't you send the romantic roses to me?
What?
Adam, that's
I said,
Kelly.
Why didn't you send the romantic roses to me, your girlfriend?
I'm getting you regular flowers.
Yeah, so, Adam, you're on War of the Roses with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show here on Kiss 95.1. We were trying to catch you cheating, and it doesn't look good for you, bud.
This is garbage.
Kelly heard everything. She heard you send the flowers to
Hillary.
So what? Hillary's just someone I see at the gym. It's a friend of mine, so.
Well, you obviously give her massages as well as flowers. That's what you said to put on the romantic card.
I mean, listen, we just know each other from the gym. We're like workout partners. So sometimes, yeah, that we, you know, there's a massage or something, but it's nothing, you know.
I can't believe you. You're such a liar.
That sounds like Kelly doesn't believe you.
I don't know what to say. You know, we're going to the gym. We work out a lot. We sometimes get coffee. That's it. Nothing's happening.
Adam, I reminded you that they were romantic flowers. I even asked you if this was a girlfriend. I had a romantic card to go with it.
I mean, I said no. I don't know what, you said I was getting free flowers. So I just figured, you know, great. I'll give them to a friend, basically. And I'll do my own stuff for my girlfriend.
So, Kelly, what do you think about all this?
I think it's over. I don't believe you for a second. I've suspected this for so long, for so many years. This is, it's just confirmation. I knew it. There was a little voice in the back of my head, and I just knew it.
Can I just play devil's advocate here for a minute? And I'm not saying that what Adam did was right, but, I mean, if it's nothing more than just him hanging out with a girl from the gym and maybe he massages her arms in a friendly kind of way or something or massages her back. Loren, you're looking at me like I'm weird.
Yes.
Kelly, you're not comfortable with that. Let's say that he's not cheating physically. It went any further than that. Are you still not okay with that?
I'm not, because you said very specifically it was a romantic gesture. And I'm a firm believer of emotional cheating. But if you're not 100% committed in that relationship, mm-hmm. that's cheating. Oh, not to mention, you won't even touch me. So if you're rubbing someone else's shoulders, another woman's shoulders, and I can't get you to give me a back rub after a long day at work, what the hell does that say?
True life.
I mean, is it just that I haven't given you a massage in a while? Because I give you a massage.
So much
he
doesn't more than get that.
It.
You're
no.
not
you're missing the point.
Invested. You're not there.
It's the whole thing. It's the fact that you haven't given the massage. You just sent the flowers to another girl and that you're massaging. You're liking her stuff on Instagram. You're not giving Kelly the attention she wants.
You have two shady cell phones.
That's true.
Yeah, what's with the two cell phones?
One's for work.
That's what I thought. All right.
Kelly, I'm not going to throw 6 years of a relationship down the drain because these people on the radio made you do something stupid, okay?
Well, we didn't make her do anything, Adam. She came to us, and she asked us.
I'm gonna call you, okay?
You know what? I got a lot to think about. Just don't bother calling me. I just need to think things over.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show. Manny, did you do your business?
Thank you.
What's going on?
My wife went down to Atlanta and she booked an Airbnb. And if you guys ever did this, if this ever happened to you, like you booked an Airbnb or you went somewhere and you were surprised to find something in your hotel room, give us a call or shoot us a text at 704-570-9595. What did you find when you checked into your Airbnb or your hotel?
Okay.
Amanda and her coworker found another person in their Airbnb.
Oh.
When they used the lock to open the door.
The homeowner?
No. Someone else who rented the Airbnb had access.
I thought there'd only. How is that even possible?
Because there's an upstairs apartment and a downstairs apartment.
So they were renting, so they got the wrong apartment.
They got the wrong apartment. They had been there. Amanda checked in on a Tuesday. She was going Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Uh-huh.
This person was going Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday. And her...
Monday, Wednesday,
Tuesday? I'm sorry, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, she was skipping a day.
And then
it's
going
expensive,
back.
You know. You got to skip days.
Okay.
Monday, she was going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Uh-huh. They were going Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
So when she arrived, this other person arrived on Monday, she stayed the night in the upstairs apartment where she was supposed to be.
That's good.
But when she realized that nobody was downstairs and downstairs was a bigger two-bedroom situation with a nice little porch.
The same key does both apartments?
Yes. How weird is that? Amanda was like, talk about unsafe.
Very unsafe.
So I said to her, so they opened the door and there she is sitting watching TV.
Oh, how does she pedal her way out of that one?
So Amanda goes, hey, you know, this is our place. And she goes, do you guys mind taking the upstairs? I already have all my stuff down here.
Yes, we do mind.
She goes, the same key works for both. And Amanda goes, just like you said, yeah, we do mind because there's two of us and upstairs is only a one bedroom.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was there by herself. So she goes, it's going to take me a while to pack up all my stuff.
Then, well, you hurry up. And
I see I've hit a trigger with you, bro.
Hurry up. You want me to help? I'll grab some stuff.
So Amanda and her friend waited. She said it took her about 30 minutes, and you could tell that she was, like, going slow because she was annoyed by it.
Yeah.
But it's not their fault.
Oh, did they leave a horrible Airbnb review? I hope they did.
I think they did. I think they called and said, like, hey, listen, this was the issue. Plus, both keys opened up both doors, which isn't supposed to, like, the same key opens up both doors.
Yeah.
And there's two sets of keys.
That is such a safety issue.
So Amanda's friend and coworker was, like, nervous leaving that next morning.
Right.
She's like, she can come down here and take all of our stuff. So Amanda took all of her valuables with her to the mart.
Oh.
I know. It was a whole hassle.
Oh, my gosh.
So I thought it was funny because the woman had the nerve to go with her feet kicked up on the table.
You guys just take upstairs. I'm good down here. You guys go up there.
All my stuff's already out. It's a one beautiful one bedroom. Yeah, but there's two of us. We want to know, what did you find when you checked into an Airbnb or you checked into a hotel, especially if it wasn't like another person? Like, what did someone leave something behind that was like freaked you out? 704-570-9595.
I got a text from 828. Says, I found a woman waving. A woman's, what are they saying?
I think she means I found a woman waving.
In the middle of her floor?
Yeah, I think that's what she means.
Okay.
Text.
Oh, maybe a weave. She found a woman's weave sitting in the...
That's the problem with voice to text. It's the best thing, but boy...
We had a hard time doing
it. It can mess you up. We got another text message from area code 704 that you got to hear. This would freak me out. Like, if you walked into your hotel room and found this, you probably would not stay there at that hotel.
Oof.
All right, we'll get into that coming up in 5 minutes.
I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, my wife got an Airbnb in Atlanta with a coworker last week, and when she got there, there was a woman sitting on the couch with her legs up on the table, and she nonchalantly said, oh, hey, guys, I'm supposed to be in the apartment upstairs, but if you don't mind, I've already, like, unpacked all my stuff. Do you mind if I just stay here? And Amanda and her coworker were like, no, we specifically booked the downstairs because the upstairs is a one-bedroom, and there's two of us, and COVID-19.
I am just shocked that...
I know you are.
That person had the key to get in. I would have been calling the owner, having him come out immediately, change some locks.
Well, they did get reimbursed, I think.
I would have been so upset. I would have been trying to make that person think that I was a serial killer so that they don't come kill me.
So, like, Amanda and her coworker should have said some weird stuff?
Oh, yeah. Like? I would have been like, I'm so sorry. You know, ever since I got out of jail, I'm not allowed to sleep in the same room with someone. My PO gets upset. So we have to stay down here. It was just this violent crime I did. But anyway.
I get what you're saying.
You know, because they can go in and kill you in the middle of the night. You got to scare them.
That's out crazy them?
Yeah.
I like your philosophy.
I'm afraid of the butterflies and the color orange. And if I go up there, I feel like that will happen because it's green. And just say... And just leave it at that.
I'll just go ahead and get my stuff, and I'm not even going to go upstairs. I'll probably just get a different place.
You know what I mean? You got to freak them out.
So this woman did it, like, under protest. She was like, oh, fine, and then, like, started packing up, and it took her, like, 30 minutes, and Amanda could tell that she was going, like, real slow intentionally. But don't be mad at her. You know, she's the one that booked the downstairs with two bedrooms, and you booked the upstairs late, right? So we want to know, like, when you walked in at an Airbnb or, like, you walked into a hotel, what did you find that freaked you out? We have somebody found something in a hotel room that we'll tell you about here in a second that would make me personally be like, I'm not even staying in this hotel, let alone this room.
Wow.
Someone said they left a moving furniture toy in a hotel room when they moved in.
Oh.
Someone found a doll in our little mountain cabin Airbnb they rented.
People are filthy.
A naughty adult doll.
Just filthy.
How about this one? We found furry rugs and tantra books everywhere. Oh, and a small trampoline in the middle of the living room.
What do you think is going on?
I don't know. It sounds fun. 864 said in South Korea, my husband went to a hotel and found a nightstand full of porn.
That's where they keep the Bible. Why would you do that? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. 203 said a full body naked mannequin at the indoor hall entrance of our rental home.
Why? Just why?
Maybe to keep people from breaking in, like maybe making someone think that somebody's inside.
Oof.
Here's a 704 said, this is the note I was talking about. I found a written note on the desk saying that someone was, quote, coming back to this room with a surprise later that night.
No way. I called the cops. I don't know what they would do with that, but y'all need to know something's happening.
I know. I wouldn't stay at the hotel either.
That would bother me. All these things really bother me. Your wife's story really bothers me.
It annoys you.
And that's just scary. Like, the people are, that some business, the homeowner's doing that.
For real, what would you have done? Would you have left? Because where were we? Then you got to book a new Airbnb.
If I wouldn't have tried to act crazy and scare them, I probably would have left and went to a hotel. And then I would have called the owner and told him how upset I was.
Well, luckily, nothing happened. She did move upstairs, but that was it. Like, they told the owner that the key opened up both doors. And I forget what Amanda said, like, if he came and fixed that. I don't think he did. They just brought all their like, important belongings to the mart where they were going.
I probably wouldn't have been as nice, too. Which is unfortunate. Your wife was probably really sweet. I'd have been like, no, leave. Go. Come on.
I think that Amanda probably, as time went on, got a little more condescending with her.
You think
Can we speed this up? We have dinner reservations. Can you hurry up and pack up your stuff? You know, it's funny because this says that there was a mannequin in the hallway, and it got me thinking of the time that someone I knew, when the Star Wars trilogy with Jar Jar Binks came out, You could win a giant stand-up Jar Jar Binks.
That's terrifying.
From, like, a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And so her and her family put in for it, and she was a flight attendant. So she was on a flight, and the family won it, and they didn't tell her.
Okay.
So she said that she came in the middle of the night after a long flight, turned on the light, and freaking Jar Jar Binks is sitting in the middle of a real-life stand-up. Like, from the movie, Jar Jar Binks standing in the kitchen, she screamed so loud and, like, threw a pan at it and ran.
Yeah. I've had something similar. My mom has this Christmas room with a life-size Santa inside that's, like, 5 foot tall. And I forgot that it was there. And I walked by and I was like, oh, my God. I freaked out because I'm like, there's someone in this room. Someone in the room.
704 said, I was a manager of a hotel and a guest came for me and gave me a camera that was left in the hotel room. It was a moving furniture video of one of our NASCAR clients. doing stuff with someone, not his wife.
Oh, no. And can we talk about the audacity of that person at your wife's Airbnb where they're just like, they're okay to risk it? Like, they don't know. Someone could be renting out that downstairs. But
she got there on Monday before, so she probably thought.
Just the day before.
I know.
Just, I mean, how confident are you? And then to be going, well, I bet when they get here, they'll be okay with taking the upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because she was like, you guys could take the upstairs one.
People suck,
man. And Amanda's like, no, we want the two bedrooms. Upstairs is a one bedroom. We specifically booked this. Bro, I didn't bring the story up for you to get upset. I'm sorry.
I can't get over it.
You really can't. What can I do for you?
I don't know.
I tried to tell you a funny story.
I don't know. It's between that and the NASCAR story with the client moving furniture. I'm really distracted by right now.
I have Twizzlers. You want a Twizzler during commercial?
Yeah, I do.
All right. We'll have a Twizzler for Roy. Then we'll be back. And, I know what we have to do.
What?
We have to talk about the segment that we had at 7 a.m. this morning with the sisters. We got to talk about sister drama. If you missed it, we'll fill you in less than 10.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We might have to table the conversation about sisters. We had Amanda and Ashley on at about 7:05 this morning for a segment that we do called The Awkward Ask. If you never heard of it, Roy, how would you explain The Awkward Ask? It's like
if you want to approach an uncomfortable conversation, we'll be your cheerleaders.
Right. Yes.
We'll help you navigate it.
I think the first one we ever did was someone owed somebody money and they felt awkward asking that person for the money that they were owed, like two friends. And then we said, hey, if anybody else needs help, hit us. And now we're getting a lot of emails and DMs from people who want help with The Awkward Ask. But Amanda and Ashley had to do The Awkward Ask. But we'll talk about that in a minute because I want to focus on you.
Me.
I want to focus on you because I just told a story about how Amanda went to her Airbnb in Atlanta and somebody was in that Airbnb and you went like that triggered something in you that I never thought was going to be the response that I got from you.
It really bothers me.
It really bothers you.
And I think it's hard to be because one, I don't like Airbnbs. And so on top of that, if I did book an Airbnb and I went there and there was another person who was unreluctant in leaving, and I found out that there was a safety issue, and I found out that the person contaminated with whatever COVID-19 pandemic world, whatever we live in, spreading the germs around everywhere. Yes, whatever the male version of what Karen is exactly what I would have become.
That's where I want to go with this segment. Yep. I think right now we need to decide, is the male version of Karen Roy?
I think they call him Bobs, but yes.
I don't know if I like Bobs.
It's Chad. No, Chad's not a Karen. Have you ever met a Chad, a real Chad? They're not Karens.
Yeah, like
they're not complaining.
Like the frat boy entitled.
That's not a Karen, though. A Karen's a speak to the manager, very confrontational.
Yeah, that's a Chad or a Brad. That's what
I would go with a Brad before a Chad.
I've heard it numerous times.
Chad's a horrible name for it.
Do you hear him today? Nicole, you can't even get a word out with him just telling you that your idea was all, like, your
it's
name.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not my idea. It's on social media. There's memes about it. TikToks about it.
I don't think it's your idea.
But no, but I mean, you pitched it. Said it.
Yeah, I think Brad's more appropriate.
I'm just saying what people are already saying.
I have a friend named Karen, and she's like, I could care less. I go, does it bother you? She's like, does what bother you? I go, the whole Karen thing. She's like,
I always wondered how Karens are feeling about it.
I don't think Karens hate it, but I think we need to decide. I want to make the Karen for guys Roy.
No, because I'm not a good representation of
it.
I don't always go all...
I don't know. You're a little whistleblowery.
I'm a...
You do
whistleblower.
You have a little whistleblower in you. Am I right, Nicole? Does it really have a little whistleblower in him? Like things bother him, and he's going to write an email.
This is really freaking true.
How often do I get that passion? More so than not, I vent, and I just leave it alone.
I got one.
Okay,
your middle name,
Alan.
That's a better one, Alan.
All right, Al, put Alan away. Let's bring Roy back.
Alan's coming out. Because Alan would immediately get in touch with the Airbnb owner and tell him that this was unacceptable.
What are we doing to fix it?
Someone says the male version, 980 said the male version of Karen is Richard.
We are all over the place with picking the names. Chad,
see, that's
Brad,
why we need to
Richard.
Decide. Isn't a Kyle the frat boy entitled bratty guy? Yeah.
Kyle? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I told you Amanda's ex's name's Kyle, and every time she says it with her southern accent, it sounds like she's saying Cole.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Cole. That was way back when I was dating Cole. I thought Chad was for younger boys, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought Chads are like the 21-year-old stupid drunk,
thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm reading. I'm not really listening to you. 704 said, I love Roy. Him and Nicole bring back, going back and forth cracks me up.
Yeah.
Another 704 said, Chad or William?
William?
I think Alan.
Alan's pretty good.
I like Alan.
Alan's pretty good.
And it makes sense because that's what, from moving forward from now on, let's say, let's put Alan away and bring back Roy.
Anytime I go, all right, I want to talk to someone's manager. Like, all right, Alan, calm down, boy.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Hey, Alan, you ready to move on?
No, you got Roy back.
Oh, good, okay. Alan is the new male Karen. We checked that off the list. We've got it all set.
All because I was upset over an Airbnb.
Yep.
But we're okay now.
Okay. What we do need to talk about, and I wonder how often this happens. Now, I grew up in a house with two older brothers, and I was the youngest by 6 years. My middle brother's 6 years older than me. My oldest brother's 7 years older than me. My mom tells me that she wanted to have a girl. That's why they waited so long and tried again. My dad says I was an accident.
That's good.
You pick which one you want to side with.
Whichever one makes you sleep better at night.
That's right. It varies. I jump back and forth. I'd like to believe that my mom wanted to try and have a girl. So the point is that my brothers and I, with such an age difference, didn't have your regular sibling, childhood.
Uh-huh.
I was either picked on by them or ignored by them entirely, because there's such an age disparity. Roy, you and your sister are how far apart?
3 years.
So how was that relationship growing up?
Growing up, it was a little rocky because she wanted to play with her friends and I wanted to play with her and her friends and their dolls. I wanted to be part of that. And I didn't really have any friends, so I would just kind of be alone in my room. So it was a little, rocky. And then when we turned teens, we'd bicker and all that. But then we became best friends right around the time she was in high school and I was getting into high school.
That's awesome.
That's when we really got close.
And now to this day, you're still best friends.
Teens, like teens. Yeah, best friends. All because, by the way, both her and I were servers at Country Cookin', the All-American Buffet, and she would be my ride home. So she would help me clean up. We'd help each other so we could get out and go home quicker.
Look at that.
And so the how we'd help each other every day so we can make a living, that's how we became really close.
So Amanda and Ashley came on the show at 7:05 this morning, and Ashley is Amanda's older sister, and Amanda broke up with her boyfriend, and then last week they had some disturbing text exchanges, her ex and Amanda. It didn't end well. He ended it with Amanda, and Amanda's trying to get closure, I guess, and at some point the text came through that said, oh, and by the way, I hooked up with your sister, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda didn't want to believe it, so she had us help her with the awkward ask, where we brought Ashley on the radio live and asked her if this was true. After a little pushback, Roy, Ashley finally admitted that she did, but there was a dot, dot, dot.
It wasn't after they were together. This happened before she started dating him.
So before Amanda and Kevin, his name was, even started dating, he and Ashley, basically to me, it sounds like they just kissed. That was the hookup. She said It wasn't anything further than that.
Yeah, they didn't go all the way.
And in fact, if you listen to the whole segment on the rap party, show replay podcast, she actually says something funny about him and the kiss that you need to go listen to. So the point is the question that we want to hear from you guys, and it could be brothers or sisters or brother and sister, is like, why are you not talking to your sibling? Like, when did your sibling do you dirty? What could it be that your sibling did to you that, with the exception of it being illegal, that you feel like to this day your sibling did you dirty?
704-570-9595. call us, text us. We'd love to hear from you.
We want to know how many, like, Amandas and Ashleys are in the world where there's, like, a kind of a squabble between the siblings, you know?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren is out on maternity leave with her baby boy Jackson, so you're just getting Manny and I.
Hopefully we're keeping you somewhat enjoyed. You know, I love it when all of us are here, but Nicole's here, Roy's here, a.k.a. Alan, a.k.a. the male Karen, we decided. And, of course, you guys at 704-570-9595. When did your sibling do you wrong? When did they do you dirty? We'd love to hear from you.
Let's talk with Emily in Gastonia. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You're not talking to your sister. Why?
Well, I got married in November, and she had the responsibility of taking the marriage license to the courthouse, and she never did.
Oh, what? Did she purposely not do it, or she just forget?
I don't think she forgot. I think she just didn't feel like doing it, so she never did.
Why'd you leave it up to her?
Well, because she's my younger sister, and we thought that she could have the responsibility of doing it, since it's just walking in and handing it to somebody.
Right. Takes 2 minutes. You could double park outside.
Yep.
Wow. So how do you fix that? I mean, did you have to remarry?
No, so just whenever she finally took it in, they, you know, made it official. And so we're officially married now since February.
effective, all December, all through, the first of the year, you guys thought you were an official married couple celebrating your first Christmas, first New Year's together. You had no idea that you weren't married.
Yeah, I mean, because we had ordered the copy. And it never came, and I called the courthouse, and they said nobody ever took it. That's how I found out.
So how was that phone call to your, at the time, fiancé, supposed to be husband?
Yeah, we both were pretty upset about it.
That's crazy. Emily, that's why we're talking. Siblings can't always be 100% like Roy and his sister.
Yeah, they can't always be that way.
No,
thanks, Emily.
I'm very blessed, and I'm very lucky to have my sister as my best friend. I can't imagine her not being my best friend, but I know many people who are not close to their family at all.
Yeah, I get along with my brothers now, but my oldest brother and my middle brother still squabble.
Really?
Oh, yeah, even in their 40s, and my older brother's in his 50s.
Do they call you and vent to you about the other ones?
Sometimes, not much. It's more of just like when they're together, like they, you know how my family was just down here, you know, they just... You know, I don't know. Like, one says black, the other says white.
Right.
That just because that's what they were born doing.
Okay.
You know? 828 said, my sibling borrowed $1,500 to get an apartment, never paid me back, and then lost the apartment. She got $5,000 back in taxes and didn't give me a dime from it. Also paid her dog's vet bill in full. After the apartment fiasco, I still haven't seen a dime of my $1,500.
Yeah, that's why I don't ever give money and expect it in return. I don't do it. And if I can't afford to give it to you, then I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah.
Because then I don't want to be sit there. Let's say I lend you $700. It's going to bother me every day to be analyzing every, oh, he brought a water bottle in. You know, he could just took that $1.50 and put that aside. And,
you're right.
You know, that's not a way to live life.
No.
I'd be like analyzing your every move. I don't want to do that.
You're right. That's why being gifted money is, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you are going to get judged.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do a quick break. Let's do a song, then we'll take a quick break and come back. And I want to talk to Lindsay, Roy. Lindsay's someone who is wants to come on the air and talk about the importance to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Okay.
There's something cool happening in Concord, and she DM'd us and asked if we would talk about it. And I thought the best thing to do is to get her on and
let
talk
her
about
talk
it.
About it. Yeah, sure. All right, it's coming up.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Joining us here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show is Lindsay in Kannapolis. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hey guys.
We wanted to bring you on because you are organizing a protest later today.
Yeah, so it's not just me. It's me, my friends Tika, Ari, and Maddie. We have been working with a bunch of people in the Charlotte surrounding area to try to organize a protest. And our group kind of turned into something else. It was originally going to be just people going to a protest, and it's turned into this huge community where we share protest events. We figure out, you know, what's going on, where people need to be. People have donated supplies to our group. It's really amazing.
That is so cool, Lindsay. And we're going to give you the details on where you can go and see Lindsay and protest with her tonight at 6 p.m. for the Black Lives Matter movement. But the thing that caught my eye was when you started off the statement when you DM'd us, it said, first, I want to say I effing love you guys. And I thought that was really spectacular. Yeah. You caught our attention. And if anybody wants to come on the air with anything they have, just start with that. E-F-F-I-N-G.
Yes. Well, I do. And my son does, too. When he was still actually going to school, we listened to you guys every morning on the way. You're like, Mommy, put the radio on. I want to hear the show.
That's great. We are number one with moms and kids in the car. It's amazing. Yes. And then the moms that listen to the show after they drop their kids off at school.
Right.
But this is important. And you brought up something in the DM that I think is important to talk about on the radio. Do you feel like the Black Lives Matter protest and movement is kind of losing its steam a little bit? Is that what you think?
I think it is. And I think a lot of people feel that way. You know, at first, especially after George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, my Facebook was flooded with Black Lives Matter and justice and all of this. And that is amazing. And there's still people that are posting it and still people that are saying, oh, you know, we need to fight. But it feels like it's slowed down. And this is not the kind of fight that we can just, you know, a couple weeks of, hey, let's be out there. This matters. We have to keep going. If we stop, we're never going to be taken seriously. And this is something that we can't give up on. Our country needs to see justice. Yeah. People of color are being killed every day. There's just a few names that we hear about. But this is happening everywhere.
That's so true. I mean, if you look at some of the big protests, I mean, they last anywhere from 30 days to 100 some days.
Exactly.
You know, you know, I will say, I think this is the biggest momentum of all the people coming together that we've seen has been unbelievable, but that we've got to continue that. And I totally agree. In fact, I ended up posting on my Instagram and I was kind of talking about, you know, the timeline of slavery and then indentured servants. And then I even talked about the prison industrial complex. And I talked about all these things, mm-hmm. redlining. And I was like, are we going to allow this to be something that is like a fad that fades away? Or are we going to actively continue to change the system?
Exactly. You like I heard somebody say the other day, you know, it's not about fixing a broken system because the system was built this way.
Yeah.
It was created this way. It needs to be changed. There's no fixing. It needs to be reformed and moderated, and something needs to be completely different. You can't fix something that's not broken because it's not broken. It was designed for people of color to not be able to succeed the way that white people can. It sucks so bad.
And it got to be the normal. That's what it was. Exactly. It got to be the normal. And it scares a lot of people, a lot of white people who are older and who have lived through so many things. It scares them to have to want to change. And I'm hoping, like I've said 100 times on the show, Lindsay, and I'm a proud white person who realizes that, yes, you know, I do come with
privilege.
Yes, some sort of privilege for sure. And I'm so happy that my wife and I have both agreed to raise our children, you know, where you notice color and you realize that you come from a place of privilege and we just treat everyone our equal. You know, it's just
absolutely.
I just love it. Like you never treat anybody differently because of the color of their skin.
Sure.
You know, or the way they look, regardless of that. Like we had Josie on the air this morning who's in a wheelchair and it's like, you know, we tell Dean and I'll tell my daughter Ruby the same thing. Like you just don't treat people differently. And why wouldn't, well, who would be against that?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I posted online. I was like, why is racism so controversial? Can't we all agree with this? Like,
I don't know.
Deserves to be treated fairly. Why are you mad about justice? I don't understand.
I know.
Why are you so angry?
I know. I want my neighbor to be whoever, and I want my neighbor to have the same ability and the same rights that I have. Now, having said all that, Lindsay, where can people go and see you tonight in Concord and be part of the movement?
So we will be in front of the Cabarrus County Courthouse tonight at 6 p.m. It is 77 Union Street South, in case you don't know how to get there. I don't know how many people are going to be there. You know, we might have 10, we might have 100, we might have 1,000. I have no clue. But the more people we have, the more our voices are heard and the more they will be forced to listen because this is not an issue we can be silent on. You know, I'm biracial, but I pass, I guess you could say, for white. So I don't know exactly what it's like to be racially profiled to the degree that the black community does, mm-hmm. but I can understand it. And my biggest thing throughout all of this is, you know, you don't have to understand what they're going through, and a lot of people never will, but you have to stand.
Sure.
You have to stand.
All right.
Now more than ever, we have to be vocal, and we have to make our politicians uncomfortable. Absolutely. And hopefully, and in the course of that, there'll be some change. So, absolutely. Thank you so much, Lindsay. You
behave yourself. No throwing anything, Lindsay. Yeah.
No, I am like the most nonviolent good. Person ever.
They're peaceful.
Good. Do you want to give out your Insta in case people want to find out more details, or what do you want to do? Is there a website that people, a Facebook page?
So yeah, if you guys want to join us on Facebook, the group is For Our People. We fight, we march, we stand. We are for our people. My Instagram handle is just really complicated, so
okay.
I'll stick to Facebook.
All right, there you go, you guys. Go check out Lindsay. Great job. Thanks for coming on with us, and thanks for sharing that, and way to be out there tonight. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, you got it. Bye. There's Lindsay, everybody. The Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show, KISS 95.1.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
All right, real quick, before we get out of here for the day, I wanted to read this.
Uh-huh.
I'll get you and Nicole, I'll get your opinion. It's from Cosmo.com, and it's for girls, but I think everybody in a relationship has certain things that they consider a deal breaker.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you a couple, and you tell me whether or not they're an absolute deal breaker. All right.
I got quite a few of them. So.
Alan.
Let's bring out the male Karen now, Alan.
All right, Nicole. Your partner's got annoying habits, like maybe they snore or they chew with their mouth open or they like to take pictures of you and post them without your permission. Annoying habits, deal breaker or not?
Hang on. You just said like five things.
Yep.
I heard
they snore, okay. Chew with their mouth open, take pictures of you and post them without your permission.
See here.
Is that a deal breaker?
Snoring would, like an obnoxious snore would be a deal breaker, and then chewing with the mouth open. Although that's something you can fix. You can teach that. Mm-hmm. You can teach them to shut the mouth.
Nicole, what do you think? Any of those major deal breakers that would make you break up with the person?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. Cosmo says these are really irritating habits. There's no doubt about it, but they're all fixable if you communicate to the person.
How do you fix snoring?
Do you go and,
there's certain things that you can do.
You go and put pillows over their head.
Yeah, suffocate them.
Cosmo Magazine says these things seem like deal breakers, but they don't have to be. They haven't introduced you to their family yet. You've been dating for about 6-7 months, and you still haven't met their family. Cosmo says it's not a deal breaker.
No, it's not. Especially in my world, it's normal because you could be in the closet.
Well, there's that, okay. But there's also, Cosmo says, maybe they're worried about their crazy family meeting the normal person in their life.
Right.
And that normal person is you.
Yeah, 6 months is like still kind of new. I think if it was going towards like the year two mark, ooh, and there was no family interaction, that would be concerning to me. But well, if I started dating someone, I wouldn't bring them to like holidays if it's only been 6 months.
Let's see. I didn't meet my boyfriend's family until what, last year?
Yeah, but you had extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, I was in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in another state.
Yeah.
Cosmo Magazine says these things don't have to be deal breakers. What about the person you're dating lives far away and you're sick and tired of driving or commuting to see them? Should distance really be such a biggie? Like, if you guys click and you can work out a strategy on how maybe they come to your place one weekend, you go to their place one weekend, the strategy has to be worked out. The fact that they live far away doesn't mean it has to be a deal breaker.
You want to go ahead, Nicole?
I was going to say, I think it depends on your love language. Like, I think that if your love language is a physical touch, quality time type of person, then it's just not going to work for them. But I know other people who thrive in long distance relationships. Like, yeah, it wouldn't bother me. A long distance relationship wouldn't bother me. But I know a lot of people who they get their sense of love through that physical touch and through that time spent. And that would be an issue for them.
Okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a deal breaker for me. But I would have to, like, I would really bother me if you had a whole other life I didn't know about.
Oh, like, of course.
I would need to, like, we'd have to come up with a schedule of not only of us seeing each other, but I would need to know who your friends are. Not this overbearing protective thing, but just because, like, I just want to know. I'd be more weirded out at this idea that I'd get there and I'd be like, who are you? I don't know who you are anymore.
There's a bunch of these. We'll post them up at kiss951.com, Cosmo's list of things that should be deal breakers in your head but don't have to be. The last one is, if your partner's still friends with their ex, it doesn't have to be a deal breaker. Chances are they probably follow each other on socials anyway, maybe chat, and you might see that as a red flag. But as long as your partner's open about their friendship with their ex and doesn't cross any boundaries with you, then that shouldn't be a reason why it's a deal breaker and you wrap up the relationship.
Yeah, you talk to your exes.
And my wife knows that.
Right.
Nicole talks to her ex.
And her girl knows that.
I also talk to Nicole's ex.
I don't talk to my ex.
You don't?
No, not really.
We do.
I had a DM'er the other day. I need the Hulu password back.
Hey, by the way, someone in here on our show is using my Netflix. I kicked y'all out. Someone on the show, I kicked you out.
Not me, because everyone's using my Netflix.
I changed my password yesterday because I got a login notification.
That's good. It's probably the new mom, Loren, looking for something to do.
Probably.